Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 27th, day 353. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 147, verses 12 to 20, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 17. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 to 24, Proverbs 30, verse 33. Pause here, and please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening today. The topic I received from Jesus is shepherding others as Jesus shepherds me. Shepherding others as Jesus shepherds me is our church theme for 2019. Praise the Lord that this morning the Holy Spirit revealed to me of why we need to have this theme. Number one, sheep being oppressed for lack of a shepherd. That's from Zechariah chapter 10, verses 1 to 2. Let me read that. Zechariah ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms clouds. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone. The idols speak deceitfully. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander like sheep oppressed for lack of a shepherd. Yeah, people do not have a shepherd, and because of that, they do not pray to God who created the world, but to worship idols and believe in diviners. They are wandering without a place of rest, in darkness, and away from true God. Number two, live an excessive, luxurious life, enthroned as queen, but do not know death is approaching. That's from Revelation 18, verse 3. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries. And then 7 to 9, verses 7 to 9. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn. Therefore, in one day her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. People do not have a shepherd, and because of that, they follow Satan's Babylonian culture, live an excessive luxurious life, enthroned as queen, and do not know she is just a widow, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords has died in their hearts, and not the king of this world anymore. They do not even know that in one day death, mourning, and famine will come. I've got a very deep and important message from Reverend Dr. Abraham Poon. He's the founder of Time with Abba and Pastoral Care School, PCS, from his Abba's Heart, a daily inspiration from Time with Abba. Let's listen. Abraham said, "To many, entertainment is a way out of their daily routine so that they may rest, relax, and kick back from the pressures of life. Most entertainments are based on the concept of void and nothingness. The toys that we play with are not real. The novels that we read are fabricated stories. And the soap operas on television are not true stories. They have a way of capturing our imagination and bringing us into their virtual worlds. Internet pornography and even video games are taking us into virtual realities, into something that is not real. Yet many have forgotten into these addictions. Trying to change our moods. These are the bad shepherds of our lives, taking us into a realm of void. When we are empty, anything and any being can come in. This is the beginning of demonization. Or the attachment of the demonic in our lives. Instead of being filled with the Holy Spirit, some of us unknowingly have invited the opposite spirits to fill us." After reading Abraham's message, I have more understanding in the sad reality of how many people have been shepherding by known and unknown bad and wicked shepherds that we are wandering around, live in darkness every day and away from true God. It is so sad. Number three, you need to be God's good shepherd, good war horse, good warrior. That's from Zechariah chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. "My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the people of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. From Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the ten peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler. Together they will be like warriors in battle, trampling their enemy into the mud of streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put the enemy horsemen to shame. I will strengthen Judah and save the tribes of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them." May the 2019 theme of REC, Richmond Emmanuel Church, Shepherding Others as Jesus Shepherds Me, wake you up to be willing to be used by Jesus as his good shepherd, good war horse, good warrior, and to fight a good fight for Jesus to bring many sheep home. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, may you choose us and use us as your good shepherds, good war horses, good warriors, and to fight a good fight for you to bring many sheep home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are the things to lead you to follow the Babylonian culture, to live an excessive, luxurious life, not knowing that you might be only a widow? Number two, what are those obstacles to block you from being Jesus' good shepherd, good war horse, good warrior, and to fight a good fight for him to bring many sheep home? Number three, how to remove those obstacles so that you can become Jesus' good shepherd, good war horse, good warrior, and to fight a good fight for him to bring many sheep home? What is your next step? Bless you.